For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Mike Caldas Show. It's 102.5 The Bone, 844. And our friend Steve-O is here in the studio with us. I'm glad you came back. Did you hear what I was saying? Yesterday I was going to be like, come back tomorrow. But I don't like getting up early. I don't want you to be like, well, he told me to come back. Now I got to get up early again.
Dude, I love it, man. I was out last night at the show, which was great. It was totally sold out. I had a blast.
Good.
And I love it when that happens on a Thursday. Even though we still have tickets for tonight. Like, I think there's like 40 tickets left.
Side Splitters Comedy. Steve-O is going to be there doing stand-up tonight and tomorrow. I would make reservations now because there's a lot of walk-up crowd. Sidesplitterscomedy.com or call them today. I am definitely going. I already got wife clearance on Saturday night.
Yeah.
I will be there for sure.
Oh, man, I'm so psyched for that. But yeah, last night I was at the club and I'm like, you know, damn it. Like, there's 40 tickets left. I'm going back on Cal Taylor. I love that guy, you know. And so I texted you like thinking that I'm a jerk because I'm inviting myself back on the show. Like, hey, man, is it cool if I crash your show?
No. You know what's so funny is that Spanish texted me this morning at like 5:15. And he goes, hey, I heard from the club. Steve-O wanted to stop by. Is that cool? And I went, of course it's cool. And then I thought, there are a good handful of guys, you, Kreischer, Ralphie.
Man, I love Bert Kreischer.
That I don't care if you guys are here every day. Like, you're welcome to come. You can come as much as you want. You know what I was thinking about? Is goddamn Steve-O would be great for the cruise.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Yes. Dude, I used to work on cruise ships.
What?
Juggling? What did you do?
I was a professional circus clown. I worked for Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. That was my first job. And I got fired.
Why?
Because the troop of clowns, there were four of us working on this ship. And
were you like painted up clowns or just...
We were in makeup once a week.
Okay.
Once a week. Other than that, like, we had different characters that we would become. We'd create our own characters and roam around the cruise ship just basically pissing people off. That was, you know, like... And I would do my silly stunts and bar tricks and stuff. And
yeah.
I had my own little skill set, and we would perform in the theater, warming up the crowd each night before their, you know, whatever, their official show. And the clowns that I worked with, I just did not respect. I didn't think they were funny. I didn't think that they had cool skills.
Uh-huh.
And whenever they were trying to write their stupid stuff, I just didn't think it was great. And so I would just tune them out and just be with my headphones on, just practicing my juggling. And they felt disrespected, rightfully.
Uh-huh.
Rightfully disrespected. And they went behind my back to the cruise ship brass, and they said, if Steve-O comes back for another contract, we all quit.
Oh!
Yeah, it was a clown mutiny.
You're lucky they didn't make you walk the plank while you're out at sea.
Right, I mean, shoot. And we were training for the maiden voyage of the world's largest cruise ship, the Voyager. This
right.
was the first ship to have an ice skating rink and a rock climbing wall. And, it, you know, it was going to be a new program on that ship. So we were just training for that.
Okay.
And we went over to Finland where they built the ship and had another month and a half training to learn these scripts and stuff. And before going to Finland, my boss clown, who wasn't part of my troop, he said, hey, man, I got to tell you, dude, you're going to be out of a job. Your contract's not getting renewed. It's time for you to call up your skateboard buddies and try to get something going. You know, because you're going to be out of a job. And so I had to train with these sons of bitches
for
another month and a half, learning all these scripts and routines that I knew I was never, ever going to perform. And I could not let on to them that I knew that I was going to be fired because my boss clown said, if anyone finds out I told you, I'll lose my job.
My boss clown.
I know.
Yeah, and so... And, I was so pissed, and I never let on that I knew. And the whole time I was like calling up Jeff Tremaine,
yep.
saying, "Dude, man, like I've got this crazy idea. You know, I want to like, you know, be on stilts and light my whole stilt costume on fire and have a unicyclist ride through my flaming stilts and then a skateboarder jump over my head off the roof of a house through a fireball that I'm blowing out of my mouth. And then when they ride away, I'm going to tip myself over while pounding a beer and crash on the concrete." And Jeff Tremaine liked my idea. So he says, yeah, come on. I bought my stilts. I flew out. And when I got out to California, to do this big stunt, Tremaine told me, he said, hey, man, now you're here. I'm going to tell you, this isn't for the skateboard magazine. We're doing this for a pilot for MTV.
Oh,
and I never would have done that had it not been for those clowns bitching out.
You owe it all to the angry clowns.
I owe it all to those clowns, man. I would have I would have been floating in the middle of the Caribbean Ocean juggling oranges if they did not fire me and save me from that.
And good insight from your boss clown to say, hey, call your skateboard buddies.
Exactly what happened, man. Wow. It sounds so cool that the reason I'm here today is because of those clowns.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, and how great, too, that the circus shut down, man. I love that.
You know, you like it because of the animals.
It's the animal. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
See, I don't care. I don't care about the animals.
You would care if you saw...
You're a good guy. You're just saying that to be a...
No, no, no. Like, here's my thing. If I saw you hitting an animal, I'd be like, hey, don't hit that animal. You know, I'm not going to kick a dog or anything.
But if you saw an elephant chained there where he can't move at all and he's just swaying back and forth and stuff, you would
going
be like,
crazy.
That, that seems terrible.
Okay, but let me explain it. Let me explain my theory. Yes, obviously that's sad. However... If you like especially SeaWorld, if you could take a whale, a giant killer whale at 20 times a human being, and teach that son of a bitch to do tricks, that is, and I don't mean I just to communicate. You are like Aquaman. You took a whale and taught it how to flip over and jump out of the water and touch its tongue and not eat the little kids.
Right,
That's science. Because one whale's upset, but look what we've learned.
Yeah, come on, Mike. I think you're smarter than that, man. I mean, like, when you withhold food, like, it'll learn how to do things.
If it's hungry.
Like, hey, you know what? I'm hungry.
Yeah.
There's nothing to eat in this swimming pool.
Yeah. The one, okay.
Give me some food. Hey, how about some food? Yeah, I'll touch my tongue.
I'll do whatever you want.
Yeah, I'll do whatever you want.
The other thing I was like, I was kind of mad at the animals because you're right. Some of them are getting treated like crap. But then again, if an elephant decides it wants to leave, it's just going to leave. Like a couple of those elephants are like, I'm out, and run into the crowd.
I worked after the cruise ship job, I got fired. And then I flew myself out to California, unbeknownst to me, to film the pilot for Jackass. But there was that period of time after filming the pilot before the series got ordered. And I was spent all my money, and I had to come back home, and I was living in my sister's house, and she's just like, you son of a bitch. She's like, you're going to get a job. So I went over to the Fort Lauderdale swap shop. She's like, you get over to that swap shop, and you go to that circus there. And this is a circus that had three elephants. I worked in it until my very first day filming Jackass.
And how bad were they to the elephants?
Oh, dude. I mean, those elephants had charged and been, like, killed. So I don't know if they killed people, but, oh, man, those dude, my first day working in that circus, they were like, okay, rule number one, don't go anywhere near the goddamn elephants. Like, they were...
Because they'll go crazy?
They were evidently, the circus owners were evidently more terrified of their own elephants than anybody in the audience. And they had this... this tiger. It was like a magic act where there was like a mirror on an angle, and it made... They wheeled out this this box that looked empty, and then they put a cloth over it, and they spun it around in a circle, and then they ripped off the cloth, and all of a sudden the tiger's filling the whole box.
Right.
Which looked kind of cool.
Yeah.
But the tiger was in there the whole time.
Yeah,
it was jammed underneath the mirror. And then they would wheel the box back, and it was like they had this cage, and they just put it up against the magic box and open it. Just neither box was any longer than the length of the body of the tiger.
Aww.
And its whole life was just going back and forth from box to box.
Back and forth being dizzy, too.
Yeah. Hitched up to, they hitched up the thing to an ATV and drove it across the parking lot, the same parking lot that the elephants, like, charged.
Oh, man.
It was a disaster. And that circus got shut down. For animal abuse.
I have to tell you, I don't know that Ringling needs to hang it up as far as the circus goes without the animals. I would like to see more...
But it's just not viable for them.
Yeah.
What happened was... like, you know, animal rights activists, you know, appealing to whatever. They made some progress in getting certain states, not all, but certain states to ban what's called the bullhook, which they used in the circus I was in Fort Lauderdale.
Right, I saw that.
It's like, it's this gnarly metal hook, and to conceal the hook are these tassels. So it looks like a harmless stick with like tassels on it. But they're, like, sticking the hook under the elephant's, like, armpit and jamming it.
Yeah,
and
it's
like
it,
just super cruel. And so certain states banned the use of the bullhook, and that screwed up their routing. So it's like, oh, and so we can't use our elephants in all these states, and so, but we can't go around. It screwed up their routing, so that's why they retired the elephants.
Gotcha, okay.
And then once they retired the elephants, people didn't want to see the circus anymore because that's like what, you know.
I didn't care about the animals. You know, the Willendas are out here in Sarasota, and they're doing the tightrope walking and all that. And then a couple weeks ago, while they were practicing, the rope fell, and they didn't have a net underneath, and they all went down. And I went, I'll go to that circus every day. I don't want to see people die, but if there's a chance they're going to go down, that makes it more exciting.
Sure. You know, one of them is in a wheelchair, paralyzed, right, like from having a terrible accident.
Yeah.
And he was at our clown college graduation.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And thank God for, I mean, like, those guys are great. You know their names.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, this morning I was at the AM radio station talking about the Ringling Company, and I'm saying, oh, I love it that they shut down. This is great. And the one guy says, oh, but a lot of people are out of jobs now. I'm like, dude, come on, man. Come on, dude. Like, most of these, you know the name the Willendas, but every other act in the circus, the Ringling Circus, it's like some, like, family that they brought over from Eastern Europe.
Right.
Where they bring them over, and, like, the whole family's performing for, like, a lump sum of, like, $300 a week.
They all live in that box that the tiger lived in.
Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're holding their visa over their head. Right. If you don't like it, we'll ship you back to your communist Eastern Europe. You know, like, it's the worst.
Yeah, I would like to see those families now, because they're out of jobs. But go get other jobs,
sure,
and apply those skills that they learned in the circus to those jobs. They'd be the best store ever if they were like, hey, I need those things off the top shelf, and they just climb on top of each other.
Yeah, like Lowe's or something? Yeah.
That'd be the most fun job ever.
Yeah. You know, I had somebody from Clown College reach out to me not long ago and asked me, like, to make a video for their gala event, something that I've never been invited to ever.
Right.
You know, but it was like, they do a comedy roast of one of the more prolific clowns that came out of it. And, like, it's a gala thing, and all of the people, the company owners, you know, like, all the brass are there, and they're going to play this video. I couldn't believe the opportunity. I'm like, of course I'll do it. So I make this video, and I say, hey, everybody, it's your favorite whistleblowing animal rights activist, clown, Steve-O. And I know I'm talking to the owner of the Ringling Brothers Circus.
Right.
And I know he's watching it. And so I say, people are always asking me if the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus really abuses animals. And I tell them, of course they do. Look how they treat their people. I just kept piling it on. I had so much fun making that video.
They can't even edit it because it's a roast. So you gotta understand
it. Right? Oh, man, I heard it really divided the room. Such a good time.
Before Clown College, high school? You go in high school to Clown College?
Before Clown College, I did graduate from high school. I went all 4 years in London, England.
I'd like to play a little game with you,
sure,
if you don't mind.
No.
Yes, Carmen.
No.
Oh, yes.
And now, it's time for that great new game show,
Who Knows Less?
Who knows less between you and Carmen? Carmen, please leave the room.
I'm a fan of Carmen.
Oh, I'm a fan of Carmen, too. She's dumb as a box of rocks. Carmen, leave the room. I'll ask you the questions. And then this is normally we give the person 30 seconds to rant on about a topic. In this case, I actually have a list of questions, either the immigration questions that they ask you, what they're asking our Mexican friends who would like to live here, legally or illegally. Steve-O, you're up first. What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution? They are collectively known as what?
I don't know. The first 10 amendments?
3 seconds.
Yeah, I couldn't. I have no idea.
That's no answer for one. Steve-O, question number two. How many amendments does the Constitution have?
You said first 10, so I'm going to guess there's more than 10.
Okay.
That's my final answer.
You're going to need a number. Going to need a number for you, sir.
All right, 32.
All right. Question number 3. What is the name of the current president of the United States?
Oh, man. Isn't his real name Trump?
You know that. Question number 4. If both the president and vice president could no longer serve, like say they died in a plane crash, who would then become president?
Ooh. I don't have any clue.
All right.
Is this really, like, people have to know this?
Oh, yeah.
So if Mexicans
these are
know.
Pretty much the fourth grade level government questions.
Oh, really?
No. How many justices serve on the Supreme Court?
12.
All right. Question number 6 for Steve-O. What is one power of the federal government under the Constitution?
One power?
Yes, they have... four powers that the government can make under the Constitution.
Like, they have the power to...
You're on the right track.
That's as far as I can get.
They have the power. So did He-Man.
I don't know. The power to create laws.
Okay. I'll take that as an answer. Question number 7, Steve-O. When was the Constitution written?
Is that 1776?
Okay. Question number 8. Who was the first president?
George Washington.
Question number 9. Name one of the two longest rivers in the United States.
The Mississippi.
All right. And finally, question number 10. Who did the United States fight in World War II?
Well, it started with bombing Japan, but then it was primarily focused on Germany, right?
That is an acceptable answer. All right, Spanish, please go get Carmen. We'll bring her in, and we'll see how Carmen fares in this lovely contest. I got to say.
Are these things that you would have known?
Some of them.
Because those first ones are like...
Well, don't say anything. Here, Carmen, go over there. This is Carmen. Welcome back in the studio, Carmen.
Hi.
All right, it's a little bit different than usual Who Knows Less. I got a list of 10 questions for you that all incoming immigrants need to know before they can become a citizen.
God.
All right? If you get it wrong, you're deported wrong. Today.
I'm Sorry. Pretty sure I'm already on that list.
I'm pretty sure that they can make an exception for her boobs.
Boobs stay, she goes. Yeah.
Carmen, question number 1. We asked Steve-O these 10 questions. We're going to ask you. Just give us your answers.
Okay.
What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution?
Bill of Rights.
Question number 2.
Darn it.
How many amendments does the Constitution have?
27. 26.
I'm going to need an answer.
26.
Question number 3. What is the name of the current president of the United States?
Donald Trump.
Question number 4. If both the president and vice president can no longer serve, like if they died in a plane crash, who would become president?
Attorney General.
Question number 5. How many justices serve on the Supreme Court?
One more time.
How many judges are on the Supreme Court?
Oh, okay. What building is the Supreme Court in?
Is that your answer?
No.
I need any hints.
I know there's 3 branches, so I'm going to go 3 judges for those branches.
All right. What is one power of the federal government under the Constitution? One thing that they're able to do, the government's able to do under the Constitution.
Well, so can I do like one specific one?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Trump has executive order. Where he can do that.
Do what, though?
Executive order. He has executive order. He can make something happen by saying, boom, I'm the president. Do it, bitches.
One of those things that he can
executive
do.
Order.
Okay, all right.
He can go to war.
No sense in yelling at me. Question number 7. When was the Constitution written?
Oh, a long time ago.
That is correct. A long time. Or do you want to give me a year?
Can I stick with a long time ago?
No, you need a year.
Okay. Can... You give me the first...
No.
Okay. 14.
Don't let him sway you. Look at me. Don't look at him. What year?
1748.
Okay. Who was the first president?
Washington.
Okay. Name one of the 2 longest rivers in the United States.
Mississippi.
And finally, who did the United States fight in World War II?
Huh?
I will tell you that one of 3 answers will be acceptable.
Okay. Then I'm going to go Russia.
All right. That concludes Carmen's portion of this. Galvin, you have the answers? You
know. I do have the answers.
This is Steve-O from Jackass fame. You could see him at Science Brothers this weekend versus Carmen in a battle of who knows less. Question number one, we said, what do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution? Galvin, what were the contestants' answers?
Steve-O, big question mark on that one. He did not know. Carmen came right out of the gate with Bill of Rights.
Very impressed with that.
Very scandal. Impressed. Thank you.
Yeah. Scandal?
I give all my government knowledge to scandal.
Question number two, how many amendments does the Constitution have? Steve-O's logic was, there was the first 10, so there was at least 10.
Right.
So the answer was what?
There was different answers for this one. Steve-O said 32, while Carmen said 26.
Carmen, the correct answer was 27. You were right the first time.
Should have stuck with it.
And then you learned that on Scandal, too?
No, actually, I went to Washington for Christmas break.
How about that?
And I looked at those things.
Did you get laid in Washington?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I'm still with my boyfriend, so we banged. Yeah.
That is also a wrong answer.
Question number three, what is the name of the current president? You both knew that. Question number four, if both the president and vice president can no longer serve, who would become president?
Steve-O said he did not know this one. Carmen said the attorney general. Can I guess?
Yes, sure.
I believe it would be the Speaker of the House.
That would be correct. Yes. Who is who?
How about that,
Speaker
Ryan.
Of the House is
Paul Ryan, correct. Okay, the next one is how many justices serve on the Supreme Court? Steve-O said what?
Steve-O said he was thinking that it was 12.
Which for some reason seemed like a logical guess.
12
because
angry
jurors,
men, I think.
Yeah. Right, so it's 10.
And then Carmen said she thought it was 3 because of the different branches of government.
Yeah, which is the most asinine thing.
That makes total sense.
I'm going to guess at this one. I believe it's 9.
9 is correct.
Yes, okay.
Right in between.
This one was the one that...
dumb.
This is the one that stumped you both. What is one power of the federal government under the Constitution? Steve-O said what?
Power to create laws.
Which sounds pretty smart.
Yes.
And then Carmen said executive order. You said I need something specific, and she said executive order.
Right.
Which sounded pretty dumb.
The government is allowed to, under the Constitution, print money, declare war, create an army.
She did throw that in after.
I did
she
say
said,
that.
Like,
I
go
said
to war.
Trump can go to war. I said executive
That's
order.
True.
Go to, I said
did
that.
We give her that one?
I'll give it to you.
Yeah, okay.
They yell at me about it.
Only because she has glorious boobs.
Next question was, when was the Constitution written? Steve-O said what?
Steve-O said 1776, which is a good,
close.
Good guess there.
Carmen was about to say 1492 before Steve-O laughed in her face.
Carmen said 14, got laughed at, then she changed it to an arbitrary 1748.
Yeah, the correct answer was 1787. Question number eight was who was the first president? You both knew that was George Washington. Name one of the two longest rivers in the U.S. Both of you said...
Mississippi.
Correct.
The other one, I would say Ohio.
You'd be wrong.
No.
I was going to feel bad about not knowing the name of any other rivers in the U.S.
is it Ohio or Illinois?
It is Missouri.
Missouri.
Right? Yeah.
Oh.
Damn it. And the final question, who did the United States fight in World War II? You had three possible answers. Steve-O, I know, got his correct.
Steve-O said Germany. Carmen said Russia.
Yeah, Germany and Japan and Italy would have been accepted answers. Russia, not on that
Russia's
list.
Russia's close to all of them.
Nope.
They're like right in the middle.
Nope.
They're on the side of them.
Russia's not too far from Germany.
Yeah.
Right, see? So I'm right there in the...
All right, but New York's close to New Jersey, but they're two different states.
But if they went to war, it would be part of the U.S.
New York wouldn't fight for New Jersey. I can guarantee that.
If it was against China, they would.
And if it was against Pennsylvania, they'd watch
USA.
It lose.
USA.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Does it help that I was born in England?
Yes.
Yeah, no, because you should know this to be here. She's just allowed to be here.
Right,
dumb or not.
I have three passports.
Canada?
I was born in England, mom was born in Canada, and my dad was born in America.
Oh. So you have... Triple residency?
Triple national.
Wow.
I have triple citizenship, but you can only be a resident of one place.
So you could go live in England without having to tell anybody or declare anything and just show up and live there, and they're like, papers?
I think that I would need to establish residency, but citizenship is not an issue. I can come
Very interesting.
Place.
That's great.
Carmen, also dual citizenship because she lives in America, but she's also a space marine, so she's intergalactic.
Right.
By the way, final... So Steve-O got 4 out of 10 correct. Carmen got 5 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
There you go. I did not throw that because I love her boobs.
No. You should, we try to get Carmen to do no bra jump rope.
I did it. You didn't try. I did it.
She did it with a black shirt on. It didn't really go over very well, and it still got 14 million views on
So it went over great, is what you're saying.
I don't know whether you finished with the rules, though. Winner shows the other one.
That's right, her boobs.
Yeah.
That's how we play.
Oh, wow.
That's
how about that? You should get a, what is it, one of those jackhammers?
That's a great idea.
No bra jackhammer.
Yeah. Get her to break up a bunch of concrete.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone should trust me with a jackhammer. I'm just going to throw that out there.
No, oh, okay. How about no bra pogo?
Pogo.
Oh, yes.
I'm not talented enough for that.
Oh,
whatever. Trampoline.
Yeah.
All she does is hang out at the trampoline place.
Speaking of trampolines, I've got some work today with the Juke Squad.
What are you going to do? Well, what did you do yesterday? I saw some of the video.
Yeah, yesterday we mounted a trampoline onto two surfboards, and there were some waves coming in, and we got on the waves, and I was actually surfing on a trampoline, bouncing up and down while riding the wave, and I did a backflip.
Oh, nice.
I did a trampoline surfing backflip. I'm so proud of it. Today we're mounting the trampoline onto skateboards, and we're going to wheel it around while through the skate park of Tampa while I bounce on it on a skateboard.
Hilarious.
Will the skateboards be regular skateboards, or will they have those turning wheels like on luggage or, you know what I mean? Like, that'd be a good idea, right?
I think it's better. I don't know. It's going to be skateboards. Yeah. It'll look cooler because it's a skate park, and that'll keep the
going straight.
It'll keep it going straight. Not that that's going to be helpful.
Right. I'm just wondering if turning sideways, if you had like,
if it had the dolly
the
wheels.
The dolly, like they have on the bottom of a garbage can or something.
That wouldn't look as cool.
Huh?
Collectively, I bet the Juke Squad couldn't answer one question on that. But yeah, they could affix a trampoline to any sort of moving piece of wood or whatever that is.
Certain skills. Certain people have certain skills. Carmen has boobs and a BH tattoo.
Yep.
And scandal.
Yeah.
And
scandal.
Steve-O is here. He's going to be at Sidesplitters all weekend. Tonight, there are a couple of tickets left, 960-1197 or sidesplitterscomedy.com.
And come and get a photo with me, too. Unlike most comedians, I stick around and take a photo with every single person who wants one after every single show.
That'll be going on tonight at Sidesplitters tomorrow night. I will be there tomorrow night. And then on Sunday.
One final show on Sunday.
Yeah. Now, listen to me. I have a group of people coming in the studio with us. After break.
Cool.
They came in last year by accident. They were in the hallway, and I demanded that they come in the studio.
Nice.
And now they want to come back. They're Girl Scouts.
Oh, yeah?
Little kid Girl Scouts.
Oh, they used to be Girl Scouts like 20 years ago?
No. They are literal little Girl Scouts. I wonder if any of them can answer those questions that Steve-O and Carmen couldn't.
Maybe. I would say probably some of them.
They would have a better chance than I did.
Yeah.
Bill of Rights. When she said Bill of Rights, that just sounded smart.
It did. I was blown away. I was like, somebody gave her the answers. No? I would not like that at all.
I left my phone in here and everything.
I know. You're a trooper, Carmen. I don't doubt your integrity when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, no, never.
Carmen would rather burn out than cheat on us.
By the way, right now she's Googling integrity.
You should seriously come on the cruise with us.
I would love to, man.
We go on the cruise every year, and we take listeners.
I always wanted to jump off a cruise ship, man. Always wanted to
do
that.
We wouldn't stop you.
I wouldn't expect you to.
I would jump off.
What are the dates?
I don't know. What are the dates? September 14th, I think?
16th through the
21st. And we go to Key West.
I remember when I worked on cruise ships, they would have like headliners, which would be guys who performed like a 10 or 15 minute juggling act. And they would get on in one port and then get off in another port.
That's crazy.
Meanwhile, it was like a 7-day cruise, but they would be on the ship for a matter
of 24
hours. They get
them off. Yeah, they take them off. That's nuts. I don't understand.
That'd be cool if I came on and did like a comedy show or something.
So here's what we've done before. This will be our 11th one. And some years we sell a ton of cruises, so we don't need like we sometimes our friends who are comedians will be like Carlos Mencia wants to go on the cruise. So he's like, I'm going on the cruise. So what we'll do is we'll bring like Bert and Ralphie came last year.
Oh, cool.
And last year was a 7-day cruise. And we just go and we hang out the whole week, and then the last night it's one.
Did Bert bring his family?
No.
Yes, it's this guy. No. I mean, you look at his tour schedule. There's
never
no
home.
Time to have a family.
That's why he's an alcoholic. He used to call me through. I just think I'm a terrible father. He'd leave a message on my phone. And I'm just drinking Jameson. I'm just wondering if my kids are going to be sluts.
Steve-O would probably like this as well. We've done in years past where we do his side splitters, do local comedians, and they get to try out to be on the cruise and open for one of the guys. Yeah.
It's been fun. So this year we stop in Key West first. So we're going to get off of Key West, and we're going to do a pub crawl, and then it's going to end at one bar where our band is going to play. We have a band. And then we're going to get back on the boat, and then we go down to Mexico. And Mexico, we go to a place called the Cozumel Palace. It's like an all-inclusive resort. And we just hang out there.
Cozumel was a stop on my route.
Cozumel is terrible.
Yeah.
We just go to this one. We don't even want to see any of Cozumel other than the Cozumel Palace because it's such
I wouldn't go much. We would drop off our laundry, and there's, what was the name of the Slick Ricks or something? Slimy.
Senior Frogs?
Slimy something.
Like a some bar that we would drink at right in the port, then we get back on the ship. Yeah, never went anywhere.
No, it's gross. So yeah. we're gonna do that. You should just come because it'd be fun, not because I want you to do anything. It's gonna be a fun time. Like when Bert's there, we elevate it to it becomes dares, and we just sit around the room and just talk trash about everybody. It's just a fun time. It's good, relaxing.
And you said what are the dates?
September 16th to the 21st. It's 5 days.
So it's way out there. All right, yeah. I'll think about it, man. Yeah. I would love to do that.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.